Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now, final hour of the day. We're inching ever closer to the weekend. It's Thursday. Again, for those of you that missed it, a guy that has been around this town for a bunch of years, longer than I have, certainly, Bob Massey. You've seen him on Fox Business, on Fox 5, legal analyst. He's been on my show, I got to say, five or six times over the years. Good guy and a bright legal mind. He was with Fox Business, and Bob Massey is the property man. Remember that? But Massey and Massey yesterday announced to the Las Vegas Review-Journal that he had apparently died. The Journal reported in 2011 that Massey was married with a daughter and two sons, had four grandchildren, went to college in Maryland, started his own practice. And again, my impressions of Bob Massey, nothing but positive. Whenever I needed him on the show, if there was some celebrity legal razzle-dazzle, he was the guy we called on. And so Bob Massey passing away. And good guy, though. And again, I don't pretend like we were friends or anything. We had a radio relationship. But he was a guy that I respected a lot. And I loved having him on. I'm going to miss him. Going to miss him. Okay. We're going to get back to your phone calls. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to Ducky. Ducky! It's been a while. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevaroo, happy Thursday. First issue, is it Bob or Bill Barr that they're considering for something?
William Barr. Bill Barr.
William Barr, bad news of monumental proportions. This guy should not be appointed to anything. I got word and letters in from not only the NRA, but Gun Owners of America that he's for gun confiscation, absolutely wants to do unlimited registration. He understood the confiscation thing that happened in New Orleans when Katrina hit. He's on the wrong side. Big time. I don't know why Uncle Donald didn't look into this further and appointed him for anything, but he's going to be worse than the appointment of Jeff Sessions, which was a total disaster, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, and he just passed the Senate Judiciary Committee. It goes to the full Senate next week.
Not good. Call your senators, man. Get on the phone and hammer them. I mean, you gotta. This guy is on the wrong side, big time.
He's a former attorney general. Does that matter?
No. If you're on the wrong side of that, you're on the wrong side of us, as far as I'm concerned. That's the stalwart of this whole situation.
That's why
they made it the Second Amendment.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will look into it. And I'll find out. I have not really. It's been kind of off the radar for me, the next attorney general. As long as it's not Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions were horrible. Horrible. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. You want to jump on, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Go next to Robert in Boulder City. Robert, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
God bless you, sir. We love you. Want to say something, folks, that's really important. This is what we can do to win. We need a pre-election registration audit. Miss Barbara, can you hear me? We want to look, the people of Nevada and America, A through Z, all the names registered in all the different languages, and let's check them now. We have plenty of time for the election because, ladies and gentlemen, they ripped us off by registration fraud. So let's have a pre-election registration audit right now. And this way we can straighten it out because all they got to do is push the computer and we're done. So let's just weed out the junk right now before the election. Barbara, can we look? Kansas lets us look. We spoke to Kobach's office today, and they let you look at the registration A through Z of Republicans, A through Z Democrats. So can we have a pre-election audit? And then, dear President, we need a real voter fraud task force to get rid of registration fraud.
Wait. I thought we had one. And Kovach was the co-chair, and the vice president was the other co-chair.
No, sir, it's a complete joke. I'll send Andrew, a friend of mine, will send Andrew the cell phones to Desiree. They just had a couple of girls answering the phone going, thank you. They did nothing. It was a complete joke. And Kovach got slammed, too. So we need a pre-registration. Just simple. A through Z. Do these people really exist? Do they live here? And then let's see if Mr. Wall is also a registered Democrat. Let's just sort it out now in advance.
There you go. Let's find out if I'm a registered Democrat. I am not. Sorry, but I'm not. You want to join us, you can. In fact, there's one line open right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. This is where it gets interesting. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the audio sound bites because there is still reaction coming into the president's State of the Union. Most of it, even from some Democrats, is pretty positive. But there is a caveat to that. We'll tell you what that is. Also, more on the breaking news. The reason why Dean Heller was overlooked for the Secretary of Interior. Now, I'm going to tell you, this guy's got he looks good, good communicator, you know, articulate and all that. And would have been a great Interior Secretary. Why wasn't he named? Well, the president spoke to that issue yesterday. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you talk about what it is you want to talk about. What is it that matters to you? It may be the State of the Union. It might be the President's speech Monday coming up in El Paso. It might be a lot of different stuff. It might be something local. And that's okay. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me. 844, the number 2. Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. Want to thank the folks at Piero's last night. The Victoria Seaman for City Council, Chatta Law Group, the big fundraiser. And I tell you, Piero's, I never miss an excuse to go to I'm serious. Piero's is absolutely great Italian food down there on 355 Convention Center. It's really, really good. But had a lot of fun, met, kind of reacquainted with Jack Scalia, the actor. Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars was there. And he always remembers me because I'm the guy that introduced him. At a Trump rally, the last Trump rally in Vegas before Election Day, I was the MC, and we had a crowd of about, 8,000-9,000 people. It was so much fun. Those of you that were there, you know what I'm talking about. And it was so much fun. But I got to the point where I was supposed to introduce Rick Harrison. And I said, this is a guy that's a modern miracle of Vegas and blah, blah, blah. And it was beautiful. I said, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Harrison. Crowd went nuts. I looked back at the curtain and nothing was happening. It was one of those embarrassing moments in somebody's life where you're introducing a really cool guy and you give him the A treatment. And then nothing happens. Now, eventually he came out. He was just running late, got caught in traffic, whatever it was, and nobody told me. But it was so much fun. Oh, God, that was fun. And Rick Harrison's a good guy. Rick Harrison is a very, very good guy. And he is so very much Vegas. I mean, he is Vegas, at least to me. Bob, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much for the opportunity to have a voice on your show. And that goes to the fearless nature of your character and the content, if I might say so.
Thank you.
I thank you sincerely.
Thank you.
You bet. You earned it, and I think it's self... I think everybody sees that. Anyway, the gentleman that called, I'm a brother, I'm kind of working with at the same time. The gentleman just called in about the voting. He's on target. He gets this. There's an old saying that says you can be all around it and all over, but not on it. He's on it.
Yeah.
We need to see some type of public awareness. We need to see the transport routes, who transports it. We need to see where they're stored, what the security looks like. And here's an important thing now. We need to see the names and pictures of everybody that's involved in the routing, transport, and distribution of those ballots. And we need the voter registration. I mean, and we all, I'm sorry, I'm trying to hurry a little bit here. I was jumping subjects here. We need to see how that election system works and who's legal, who's not legal, who signed them up, how they were arranged. If you don't do this now with the degree of uncertainty and propaganda we're now seeing, the lack of credibility in our society, all this other is just foolish nonsense pursuits.
Hey Bob, quick question.
Yes. Sure.
If we had national voter ID, if everybody, in addition to having a driver's license, carried a voter ID card on them, and if you want to vote, if you want to vote, you got to have this voter ID card. It's got all kinds of biometrics on it. You know, it's got all kinds of stuff on it. You know, where you are, where you live, any of that stuff. Would that solve the problem?
Well, I think it's a good beginning, and the reason is I don't see how anybody can, without some kind of identity, I don't see how we identify ourselves or hold the fabric of our society together. So, yes, it would. It would begin to be the right step, but, you know, the deeper issue is morals and energy. I've told you many times everything comes down to morals and energy, but if you don't have leaders who represent your dreams and hopes and aspirations, which is what we send these people to do, if you don't have those, everything is a collapsible moment here. It's an uncertain moment. So I want to get back on the voting thing again. If we don't find out who's registering to vote and where those ballots are sent and are they serialized and how they are they kept under camera and can they be looked at forensically later, let me put it this way. History repeats itself. You look in the past, many great societies fell from within because of invading forces. Now we're now seeing that in real-time history. Our nation is divided. It's corrupted, in my opinion. Corruption comes in many different ways besides being cash-whipped. And we're all struggling to see just where this is going to go. I'm all over the board here. I apologize. But you guys, this is so event-issue-rich. I mean, I don't know where to begin because it's all interconnected, like pickup sticks or some.
Can I tell you though? You're spot on though in a lot of things you say. The question is, and now here to me is the issue: do we want to go back through history? Are ballots preserved? Maybe we need to get Wayne Thorley in here and find out, get kind of a primer. What happens to these ballots when they're done? What happens to the electronics when they're done? Are they destroyed? Are they preserved for 5 years? Maybe that's the way to begin. Begin at the beginning. I promised we'd get to the audio sound bites, and I promise you we will. Tell you what, let's go to Reed. Reed, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning. The thing about voting is, after this last election, I was getting mail from the person who used to live in my apartment. And the reason why I was getting it, I believe, is because somebody took that woman's name and voted in her name. So the people who take, like you were just talking about, the information is out there. They take that information. The person, I don't know what happened. She might have died or whatever. She's a dead person. She voted probably for the Democrats.
By the way, let's just be honest here. Full disclosure, is it possible she just moved to another apartment?
Okay. Well, I don't know. It could.
I'm just saying. You may be jumping to a conclusion if you're saying she's dead. We don't know.
Well, okay. But I know that. A lot of people, a lot of people come and go in an apartment. But I wasn't getting mail from her before the election. I lived here 2 years. I wasn't getting any mail from her before the election.
Mm-hmm.
After the election, somebody took her name and address, and now she's on a mailing list for other mail, and they did that probably because they voted in her name. Somebody voted in her name, and I'm sure that happens. And it's probably very easy to do.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of problems with our voting system. A lot of problems with our voting system. And maybe the guy to have is Wayne Thorley on it, and we'll begin that process like now. See if we can get Wayne Thorley on. He is in the Secretary of State's office, and he's in charge of voting. And he's good. He's not a bad guy. Good guy. He's got a big job, and we'll see if we can get him. We'll see if we can get him on, and just begin that process. Coming up, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. For those of you that don't know, and I know we got, in fact, last night at Victoria Siemens fundraiser at Piero's, I had a lot of people come up to me and say, "I love your show." I also had some people come up and said, "You know, I just started listening like 3 weeks ago," to which I answered, "Where have you been?" No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all, you know how that works? You call in. You talk about what it is you want to talk about. We'll get to your calls. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you as we inch ever closer to the weekend. You got a big weekend planned? I do not yet. Still working on that. Still, no, I'm trying, but I'm working on it. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're up. You're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call the topic. What do you want to talk about, Jim?
I want to talk about the Democratic Party and how they stole our election, and I think you're crazy. I don't think Tarkanian would have won the Senate, because as a Republican, I wouldn't vote for any Tarkanian. And Tom Steyer got his money involved in our state. He needs to stay in his progressive state. And, I mean, during the election, I had three different Democrat people come to my house and ask if I was registered to vote, and not one Republican. So I think they were out and about, and that's why we lost the election.
They spent, by the way,
I wouldn't vote for Tarkanian.
By the way, just a quick note, Tom Steyer spent $2 million, more than $2 million, in the state. $2 million.
Yeah, he registered voters up in Reno. Yeah,
wow.
Still, right? I heard that on your show, I believe. He registered like 6,000 people
yep.
at the University of Reno.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I think the Democratic Party is a new Trojan horse. They're destroying our country. We need to get rid of these damn Democrats.
Well, I wish there was a way to do it. Wrinkle my nose and the Democrats just went away. Or moved to their utopian state. But I'll be honest with you. The problem is there are more Democrats that keep moving into this state. They're abandoning California. The high tax states. They're coming here. And you know the real problem of it? There's not a damn thing we can do about it. Now you hope that with education and given an option, people would end up choosing capitalism, liberty. You would think they would want that, but they don't. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up. In fact, what they want to do, they want to come here, they want to live here, and then they want to turn us into California East.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, no.
Mike, go ahead.
No, I agree with you. They're going to choose socialism. I don't think there's any question about it, for good or bad. And your caller, two callers ago, I think he summed this whole thing up beautifully. There's such corruption. There's no moral leadership. I think the two parties are working for the same ends, particularly with immigration. I wanted to evaluate the speech, as if my opinion is carries any weight. I have mixed feelings on it. I see it was very political and very inspirational, but he covered a lot of topics. I'm glad he covered abortion, but he didn't mention education, and that to me is a tremendous oversight. He didn't discuss the infrastructure enough, and education is the intellectual infrastructure of this country. I know talk show hosts want to consider throwing money at it. I understand. But it's so important, and for him to omit this, and he didn't discuss the homeless. And I feel for the homeless. I would have been a homeless if I hadn't come into money. I'm a bum. I feel for them. And he's not discussing the social implications of the homeless. And I think the left are going to take advantage of it. The other thing I wish he would have discussed was this slanderous attack on these Catholic kids by the media. This has got to stop. And this is a major turning point in this country, and we've got to beat the media back on this. You cannot do this. You cannot jump to judgment over a picture. And that absolutely, this is terrible, and I'm glad there are suits if it's legal to sue these people. I understand this Maggie Haberman,
yeah.
Whatever her was the one who led the charge on this, saying these kids should be expelled. This is shocking that this is going on now. And I hope, I wish he would have addressed that.
Hey, Mike, just a quick note on that. There must be something hinky about this Nick Sandman. I'm not
hinky?
Sure. Well, just something in his background.
What do you mean?
Otherwise, he would have been the perfect guy to have in that gallery. The perfect person. Here is a guy that did his best, and he was respectful, and he was all of this.
Self-control.
Yeah. But for some reason, they did not invite him. And it leads me to believe there is either a question about his story or maybe something in his past that the White House has to distance themselves. Otherwise, I agree with. I would love to have had the Covington Catholic thing, you know, have you know, four members of the Covington Catholic, you know, there at the speech.
Well, I think he should. Yeah, I think he should have discussed it. I don't know about bringing the kids in. They're high school kids.
They brought a 10-year-old cancer. They brought a 10-year-old cancer survivor. Is that okay?
All right. But I mean, yeah. But I mean, maybe they're under enough pressure. Who knows what would have happened? I don't know if there's anything bad about him, but just jumping to the conclusion like she did and like the media jumped in, this is inexcusable. The other thing I'm worried about is the ending of this intermediate ballistic treaty with Russia. We've got, in my opinion, we've got to stay close to Russia. And by the way, Adam Schiff, I'm all for examining these people's money background. I mean, follow the money. I know he wanted to build a hotel in Moscow. So what? I've been to Moscow. It needs hotels. I was there like maybe 20 years ago. But you want to follow the money. If you want to investigate the Clinton Foundation, you want to investigate Dianne Feinstein, her connection with China. It's not being done by the Republicans, so let's follow the money. By the way, I understand they found Ruth Bader Ginsburg somewhere.
Yeah, she was out. She was out at an event.
I think that's a double. You know where she really is?
Where?
In the Bates Motel fruit cellar. Take care, Kevin.
I love that. Yeah, either that or weekend at Bernie's. They just prop her up every so often. But no, he's right, though. But she was cited over the weekend, I believe it was. Tell you what, let's do it. See if we can squeeze in a couple more calls. You want to do that? Yeah. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
All the president's men, Kevin. When I was a junior in high school, our civics teacher, I don't even know if they're offering that class anymore.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Dated reference. Dated reference, but go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Our professor handed out, our teacher handed out assignments. We each got a president. I got Ford. So there I am on the freeway with a colonel. Dad, was Ford a good president? He stared as he dried. 5 minutes of dead air. You know all about dead air time. You can't have that.
Oh, yeah. Dead air's bad.
Yes. Imagine 5 minutes. And then he looked at me and he said, yes, son, he was a good president. And I said, Dad, why? He said, because he didn't do anything.
Oh, God. You mean...
I'm listening.
No, I was saying he didn't do anything. Does that imply anything bad or just didn't do anything, and so that's good?
What's wrong with being a good steward, Mr. Wall? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just a good steward. You know, you'd like somebody that's a visionary, that's Kennedy-esque. Gerald Ford was not Kennedy-esque. He was a caretaker, and I think he understood that. Yeah. Tell you what, Stu, let's go to my buddy LJ. LJ, you're up and you're on Live and Local now from Findlay Cadillac, and joins us. LJ, what you up to, man?
I'm going to change it up just a tad. I loved your story. I was there at the Trump rally when you introduced
Rick. Oh, yeah.
And I just got to relate something real quick. That playing the House of Blues at Disney many years ago, and it was a live simulcast. And you are an old school DJ, so you know you'd be live on the air at an event. And of course, I'm announcing it, and I'm thanking the radio station. I said, "I want to thank WDIZ FM Rock Station," and of course, it was 103 She. That was oh my God, and I thought, boy, did I ruin that relationship. But those are back in the days that you don't remember much after 5 minutes.
I was just gonna say, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Exactly, but I'll tell you, Victoria, she's a great woman, you know, and I know. I had to close the dealership last night. I was planning on coming with Tiffany. last night to Piero's. Oh. Yes, Piero's is a phenomenal place, but I'll tell you, Victoria, she does so much in this community. She's always supported the Marine Corps Toys for Tots, that you and Wayne were great announcers a few years ago opening the show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I always want to thank you all for your support there and all the listeners out there. And I'll tell you, I was so proud of our president the other night. He was spot on, brother. He rocks.
And so do you, my friend. That's LJ. Finlay Cadillac joining us. This is like Friends and Family Day. No, I'm serious. And a lot of the people just called. We didn't book them. They just showed up. I love that. We had, Jim Yoder? He'll join us in studio next Tuesday. Let's see. Oh, and LJ from Finlay Cadillac. I love that. I like to call that kind of a Friends and Family Day. We're going to take a break. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. You know what we do in our final half hour? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is that matters to you. What is it you want to talk about? We talk about what I want to talk about 2.5 hours out of every show. The final segment always belongs to you. And we'll get to your calls in a minute. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call, could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us as we inch ever closer to the weekend. Very excited about that. I'll tell you what's due. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Kevin, I heard a song just the other day. You've got to Google it. Have you heard of Led Zeppelin?
Yes. Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, they did a song. Okay, yeah, that's the band. Well, they did another song called The Immigrant Song, but you have to look up this song. It's called The Illegal Immigrant Song, and it's done by the Cigar Rappers. You've got to pull that up and listen to it.
The Cigar Rappers.
The Cigar Rappers. It's called The Illegal Immigrant Song. Listeners out there, if anyone can hear me, please Google that. Look it up right now. Another thing is, I would like to thank the cameraman at the State of the Union address. That cameraman was brilliant. When the president said, the United States of America will never be a socialist country, the cameraman immediately puts a close-up of Bernie Sanders on there. And did you see his face?
Oh, he had lost his puppy or something.
Yeah, worse than that. That cameraman was brilliant. What all these women at the state of in Congress there? What, all wearing white? Did they get on the wrong bus? Were they going to a Klanswoman rally?
Oh no! That's what a lot of people brought up. What is this, like the reverse Klan or something like that? No, it's the suffragette movement of the 1920s or whatever. It was the suffragette movement, and wearing white. Free country. You're able to do whatever. Hey, dress how you want. I'm just saying. No, they're entitled to dress the way they want, just because they're members of Congress. Now, do they all have to dress the same? Is there like a government issue? You know, a uniform of the day. For members of Congress, women, make sure you wear white jackets, white tops. Yeah. I mean, it's not dissimilar to when you go to a basketball game. Have you ever gone to a basketball or a hockey game, a playoff game? And they tell you, wear white. What do they call that? A whiteout. Yeah. I mean, they've done that for sporting events for as long as I can remember. Hockey teams will, every fan through the building gets a white T-shirt. And you're encouraged to wear the white T-shirt. I know. Steven, you're next and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. I would like to say and convey my condolences to the Massey family. I had the utmost respect for Bob Massey. I'd known him for, 20, 25 years at least. Anybody that pays money to get on a talk radio show and then recognizes freedom of speech of all the callers is okay in my book. Number two, I would propose a Heller is history approach.
Ooh.
The only thing I can think of that we can learn from Dean Heller is Dean Heller was one never a Republican for America. He was a Republican for the swamp. He did exactly what a liberal would have done that was running for office as a Republican. He never took a stand, and when you needed him, you couldn't count on him. And if the Republican Party doesn't learn that aspect of politics, they're going to commit suicide just like the Democrat Party is doing.
Good point.
Final point on the ID. Ever notice, folks, how government creates the problem and then they step forward with the solution? National ID. When I ran for United States Congress, the Independent American Party, that was one of our main platforms. No national ID. What happens is when they get their lists together, and like they did in Nazi Germany and start arresting people, they got you, folks.
They know where you are. Yeah.
And you're never heard from.
Okay.
Let's not go down that route. We can fix the elections. As Robert has said, all we have to do is turn up the heat on the people that are supposed to protect us.
There you go. Stephen, thanks, man. I want to get back to the audio sound bites for just a second. Because John Barrasso is not just a U.S. senator, he is a doctor. And he knows something about health care. He watched the State of the Union from the Capitol. Let's go to cut eight. This is John Barrasso, not really all that surprised at that CBS News poll showing, 76% approval rating for the Trump State of the Union address. This was John Barrasso last night. Talking about that CNN poll. Here it is.
They did like what the president had to say because it is so much good news. We have a strong, healthy, growing economy. We are strong economically. We're strong politically. We're strong militarily. There's good news for America. The State of the Union is strong. With regard to the committee, it did meet today. The 17 members, these are people that can get a deal done. I talked with Chairman Shelby, the chairman of the committee this evening. He's cautiously optimistic. He says it's moving in the right direction. You know, they met with the experts on border security, not the politicians, but actually the professionals. And they said, if you want to secure the border, and we do, and the president is committed to it, you need three things. You need manpower, boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. You need technology. And in certain locations, you need a physical barrier. That's what the president is asking for. They have come up with the 10 locations
sure.
that are key. That's all the president
is
requesting.
You and I both know, Senator, that if this committee suggests something, if Nancy Pelosi's not on board with it, she has vast power in the House and has said no, no, no on a wall. Are you confident the president's going to get something close to the $5 billion he wanted?
I'm convinced they're going to get to some solution. I hope it's everything that the president wants. But as Ronald Reagan taught us, if you can't get the whole loaf, sometimes you have to take it a slice at a time.
I love that idea. A slice at a time. Now, I don't ever remember that from the Reagan years. Maybe he did say that, but maybe it just slipped my mind. But a slice at a time. I like that idea. That's going to just about do it for today, anyway. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Yes, we'll have the Friday song. We play it by request at least once every Friday. As we celebrate the best day of the year. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.